Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. You know, as I begin this program, I think of how much I've been thinking in these past weeks, how in a certain way confined we are. We can't just go everywhere we want to go. We are pulled in, so to speak. And I think, you know, if I may venture this particular personal opinion, I think that the Lord wants to draw near to us. And in this time, when we might have very difficult times because of small children or whatever the case may be, but others would have more time, how to spend that time. Make sure that you get a good book to read, one of the lives of the saints. Read it, ponder it, ask the Lord what in my life should change at a time like this. It's a wonderful way to do this. We need to, of course, care for our neighbors and help those in need and stand by people who need us in any way, doing errands for them and that kind of thing. But also it should be time for you. It should be time for you, if you can, to simply sit before the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. How do you want me to live my life today? How do you want me to serve you today? And then just sit quietly. And if nothing comes to you, then just do what you think would be best. Don't waste this precious time. Don't waste it. Let's give up the moaning and groaning. We're all dealing with that in some way too. But the important thing is, what does God want of us during this time? Should I take on a certain project? Should I offer my services? Should I pray more for this situation or that? I've got a little time on my hands. Some really have no time on their hands. I understand that too. But where you do have a little bit of time, turn to the Lord and ask Him. Could change your life. Let's take a look now at the first reading today from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 6 to 10, and then verses 16 to 18. We instruct you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shun any brother who walks in a disorderly way and not according to the tradition they received from us. For you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to be a burden to any of you. Not that we did not have the right, rather we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should they eat. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. And I say that to you too. I'm not imitating St. Paul, but I am taking his words. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Take it to the Lord. Ask him to help you. And it says in the first reading here, the Lord be with all of you. And I pray that right now for all the world, but especially for those who are listening to this program. I want us to come out of this time of difficulty stronger, more courageous, more prayerful, more simple. Brothers and sisters, let's turn our hearts to the Lord and ask Him to help us. This first reading concludes with, this greeting is in my own hand, Paul's. This is the sign in every letter. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. And that word comes down to us today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. Psalm 128 says, blessed are those who fear the Lord. That doesn't mean to quake and to shake and to have an upset stomach. It means that you put him first, that you look to him reverently every day. I turn to him probably 5, 6, 7 times a day. Some days are even more, a lot more, depending on the activities I'm involved in or the things that I do. But blessed are those who fear the Lord, trust the Lord, revere the Lord, pay him due homage. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways, for you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Behold, this is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May we see the protection of the Holy Father. May we see that the whole church be protected during this time. We ask that the Lord would help us. Tell him that. Ask him for that. Pray every day for that. The Alleluia verse says, whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God, is truly perfected in him. Well, you know, we might be not do it the best way. We might make mistakes. But if we're trying to do it, trying to do what the Lord asks of us as it comes to us through our brothers and sisters, but to do whatever it is we can to serve and to love and to build others up. My goodness, it says here that whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him. And that's what we want to be. That's what we want to be. Children of the Lord. And he loves us. Oh, brothers and sisters. The gospel today is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 27 to 32. Jesus said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. That's what we have to be careful of, brothers and sisters. You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. In other words, are you being a hypocrite? Are you thinking one thing and saying another? Brothers and sisters, be careful. Be careful. That's what we want to be, is true, open-hearted servant of God. In everything, the smallest thing. Changing a baby's diaper, cooking a meal, driving to a meeting, whatever the case may be, it's just an action. We want everything to be pleasing to the Lord. Ask him to help you. And the gospel continues with this. If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophet's blood. Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your ancestors measured out. Those are pretty strong words. God hates duplicity. God is asking that your heart be open, that you speak the truth. Speak the truth. I came across this little article which was about the purity of our hearts, because we can always operate, you know, with one thing to one person, another thing to another person. And we just want to get the best audience and we want to tell them what we think and so on. But this little article, I think, is something to really meditate upon. I'd actually use those words. Mother Elvira Petrosi. She's the foundress of a group of places who welcome the lost and desperate in 71 houses in 20 countries. Brothers and sisters, let's start first on our inside and then really reach out to those in need. So how are we made pure inside? Life and every daily action come from a heart that has been healed and renewed. These are not just words, but facts. Therefore, we must honestly admit that our God is a living God who walks and lives with us. Many people continue to wait. They say, I want to understand God's will for me. Jesus is the living word that speaks thousands of times, both day and night, with thousands of voices, because he wants us to hear and understand. Our heart is restless, tired, and full of fears until it rests in Jesus' heart. To be true witnesses and to proclaim him to those who still don't know him, we must begin to listen to Jesus without telling ourselves any more lies. Even the drug addicts tell us this. Encountering their Jesus, their loves have become a celebration. They show it to us through their dancing, suffering, crying, working, and singing. They reveal it to us by their transformed lives. I would like to repeat to you throughout your life the words that John Paul II proclaimed to us the first day of his pontificate. Open, open wide your hearts. Open wide the doors to Christ. Open wide the doors to Christ. So let us open our heart. Let us open our lives more to the Lord. People need hope. They need trust. They need love. They need peace. They need everything. We are the ones, believe it or not, if we're true disciples of the Lord, we are the ones who can satisfy their hunger. We are the broken bread that humanity needs today. Young people, the world needs you. And only by forgiving will you be free and able to love everyone everywhere at all times. Think of how beautiful it can be to love everyone everywhere. Love is the most profitable activity. You gain so much more by loving. You don't lack anything. Love gives you life, and with life you have everything. I met Jesus, and I desire so much that each of you can meet him too. This is Mother Elvira Petrosi. In her community, she welcomes the lost and the desperate. Think of this again, as I said it to you before, in 71 houses in 20 countries, she's helping to meet the needs of the poor and the forgotten and those in anguish and suffering. Brothers and sisters, open your heart to the Lord and then share his love with as many people as you can. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.